It's Friday the 13th once more, but does this day still hold the same superstitious values as it did many years ago? Going back to early history, Friday the 13th has always been considered the most unfortunate day. Christianity named Satan the 13th angel, and Friday is unlucky because it was the day Jesus was crucified. Ancient Persians believed the 12 zodiacs ruled the world, and when they finished, the world would end, as there is no number 13. Witches' covens are believed to have 13 members. Many people around the world suffer from triskaidekaphobia, the fear of the number 13, whereas a small number of us has a severe fear of Friday the 13th. The correct term for this being paraskevidekatriophobia. So is Friday the 13th an unlucky day, or is it all in our heads? Reporter Steph Bristow spoke to Andy Johnson, a psychology professor at Coventry University, to find out more.
Like any form of faith, which is by definition not evidence-based, so it probably relies on past information being passed down. Superstition develops for various reasons, but the fact superstition that has gone on for so long, it may become ingrained when a child is growing up for no real rational reason, and then people rely on that. So in terms of, it's kind of waiting the bet, where to take those very minor steps to avoid something which is superstitious is a lot easier than someone facing the very severe negative consequences of if a superstition is in fact true.
Over 6 million people are afraid of Friday the 13th, and some are so fearful that they choose not to leave their homes. That's bad news for businesses who suffer greatly on this day. In the US alone, businesses are said to lose $900 million as a whole. Emergency services, however, conflict on whether this day is actually more dangerous than any other. The British Medical Journal of 1997 reported that there was a significant increase in the traffic-related accidents on Friday the 13th. However, since then, with people avoiding roads because of this day, the roads are statistically safer than any other day. Roger Moore of Coventry Fire Safety Department says that there's nothing to fear.
There doesn't appear to be any more call-outs on Friday the 13th.
Are any of the call-outs that you do have on that day majority worse than anything you've ever had before?
No, you wouldn't know it was Friday the 13th. Everything's the same. It's just a normal day.
Despite people believing that Friday the 13th is only worse because we believe it will be, to 18-year-old Hannah Weston, the fear is all too real.
On one Friday the 13th, three of my friends were in a car crash on the same day, but separate car crashes, and like none of them are really serious, but it just creeped me out, so it's a bit weird.
Do you find yourself avoiding bad luck on the day, like not crossing the path of a black cat, that kind of thing?
I don't do that anyway. Can't cross the path of a black cat.
This year there will be 3 Friday the 13ths, the next one being in November, but there's no need to be worried.
Just do what they normally do every other day of the week that keeps them safe, and don't get upset because it's a supposedly superstitious day.
Superstition will always exist in our culture, but that doesn't make it a reality. If bad stuff happens, it could just be a coincidence. But there have been bad events on Friday the 13th, such as the Aegean rugby plane crash in the Andes. Also, the Apollo 13 was crippled when an explosion in its oxygen tanks took place on April the 13th. So it looks like Friday the 13th is still unlucky for some.